But he asked a great question. The table, he asked a question regarding the matzah. I hope I say it over right. And add to it. Why do we make such a big deal about the matzah in general? Right? I mean, it's more coincidental. I mean, the main thing is the Passover sacrifice, I understand. What is the big deal about this matzah? You know, it didn't have time. Right, okay, so, you know, maybe it's a lesson for Jews. Plan ahead next time, you know what I mean? What's this big deal about the matzah? What makes such a big deal about it?
We were just learning before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, because they already, Moshe Rabbeinu knew on the 1st of Nisan that to take on the 10th day, and then they should eat it with matzah maror. So they already knew about the matzah.
Right, you know? Very good.
But it's a matzah.
Very good. So the it could be that the lesson is, you see Jews, how could it be? You know when your flight is, you're still late. It's unbelievable. You know, so like you didn't know? You know the plane's gone? So Hoodie said, if I remember, I'm saying it correctly, or correct me if I'm wrong, he said that the idea is it was the very lesson to teach us that you never know when the Geula is exactly coming. You have pieces of Geula. They had much part. They have parts of Geula. Right? Masmich Keren Yeshua or Tzmichas Geula Seinu. Right? You had pieces of it. It was developing. They knew that it was developing. They saw the 10 plagues. They saw the miracles. They saw everything. Right? They saw the missiles. Right? They had borrowed and it missed them. Right? The borrowed by the Jewish people and missed them. Right, similar to the missiles, right? All the missiles, right? They were walking, is it over here, it's over there, it's not where we are. Right, not where we are. So, and what happens then all of a sudden, boom, we're going! To teach us that it can happen in a minute, in a flash, right? Right when you least expect it. Right when you least expect it. Rabbi Wein used to tell us in Yeshiva that he expects that the Messiah is going to come. I think I told just the other day, right, my famous Super Bowl. He used to say this right before the Super Bowl all the time. Yeah, be prepared because the shofar is going to blow when it's, you know, 10, you know, they're down by 6 and they're on the 10 line and it's 2 minutes left. 10-yard line is 2 minutes left. And the shofar is going to blow. God, can you know, we waited 2,000 years. Can we wait 2 more minutes? Right, you know, it can happen like this. You're least expecting it, so we're seeing. Let's daven that we're seeing pieces. You know, we're seeing miracles. We're seeing nisim, right? Mathematical impossibilities, right? Happening to Am Yisrael, that everything is just coincidentally, of course, right? You know, the 50% that misfired, right? Was that to tell you how bad the rockets are, or that someone was you know, playing with the odds? Right, was always playing with the odds. So it's whatever you want it to be. That's the way it is in life. That's the way God plays, you know. It could be, right? Could be one way, could be the other, right? The water happened to blow, right? By splitting the sea, happened to blow. And the Jews were just in the right place at the right time, coincidentally. And the Egyptians came. Oh, bad luck, man. Bad luck. How you want it? Santa Ana, right? Just depends how you want to look at it. Right, so that's one aspect. That's one aspect of the matzah, right? You're least expecting it, right? You're least expecting it. The second aspect, a different idea of the matzah, is you're going to begin the Haggadah. It is a little bit strange. The matzah is mentioned twice in the Haggadah, at the beginning and in the middle, at halftime, right before you go to eat, right? Two times you mention the matzah. The problem is, it's not the same matzah. The matzah at the beginning of the Haggadah is the bread of affliction. The matzah in the middle of the Haggadah, and when we eat it, the matzah is the matzah of Lechem She'onin Olav Devarim. It's the story of the Exodus, right? It's the rush out. Right? So the matzah is strange. You have the Chassam want to say, when you split the matzah, taka, the smaller piece is the slave man's bread. The larger piece is the rich man's bread, is the redemptive piece, right? The aspect of geula, of redemption, right? And what's why? Because you have to understand, one leads to the other. When we're eating the maror, you could make the mistake to think that the maror is a memory, It's a memory. That's the way it was. Pesach, the way it is. The way we want it to be. And the matzah, what's the matzah? The matzah is, no. Both aspects are important. We're remembering the enslavement. And there was a purpose, more than remembering, there was a purpose to the enslavement. It wasn't just bad luck. There was a purpose. God had a rhyme and a reason. The Kor HaBarzel, the iron furnace that the Jewish people had to go through to become what we became, right? That was a process. It was a birthing process. However you want to understand what was the purpose of Egypt, but there was a purpose to it. And that's part of the message to understand that it's not coincidence. Am Yisrael's journey never has in it coincidence. It has circumstances we'd rather be different, and the circumstances perhaps we could have avoided if we would have been different people. But they're all of them are custom tailored to who we are and to the decisions we made. Right? And therefore, it's the matzah in particular has to be the same. It has to be the same to realize that it's the same God that put us into the mess is the God that got us out of the mess. Right? And you have to deal with and live with and understand, right, that it's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of the faith of the Jewish people. It's part of the faith challenge that is inherent, the tension that's inherent in being a Jew. So when we get to the matzah, right, so when we're studying about the matzah, let's remember both aspects. The exile was by divine plan. That's what you say at the very beginning, right? That that Yaakov was sent there. It was a plan. I apologize. I can't remember the words. Right, that is, there was a plan. I apologize. It says that they were sent there honest. Thank you. Honest. Al piyad ibur. We went there by God's command. It wasn't an accident, right? And so to the Exodus, right, was al piyad, was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. We have to see both aspects, and that's why the matzah remains deraisa. I'm sorry, we'll close with this. That's why the matzah remains biblical, right, at all times, to understand that journey. The marar, right, is only biblical if you have the Pesach. The independent of it is only there when it's Pesach. When it's only biblical when the two come together. You have the Marar and Pesach are together biblical. Without it, we don't have it. But the matzah, right, the matzah remains with us throughout all time.
We learn that we eat matzah because there wasn't enough time to rise.
Right.
So we eat matzah.
Right.
But many years before, on the same time of the year, they were eating matzah. So, what's the connection?
Meaning, because by Avram, he ate matzah? That's what you mean to say?
During Pesach, during Nisan, in all previous years, they were eating matzah.
You're talking about because of Avram, by Avram Avinu, it says.
Yeah, by Avram.
Yeah, so that's a good kasha. So, Bizrat Hashem, we'll have to understand what does that mean? How do you have history predate history? Because not history, right? So that's a problem. We'll have to, Bezrat Hashem, we'll try to deal with that. Is Motzi Ra, he's a person that spreads, he brings out and spreads the bad. But there's a second message in the name Mitzara, and that is Motzi Ra. One of the laws of Hilchos Lashon Hara is that Dan is Kala Adam L'Kavzchus, you have an obligation to judge the person favorably. Now, where do we see this? Actually, was the mistake of one of the mistakes of Miriam, right? Miriam should have judged her brother favorably. She spoke to Aaron, and he says, "Why did he separate from his wife? Why was it necessary? We're also Nevi'im, and we didn't separate from our spouses." She should have judged Moshe favorably. That God had given them this commandment. He was different than all others, but she chose. She didn't, and therefore she was motzi the ra on her level, of course. But she was motzi the ra. She found the bad. Right now, that's on Miriam's level. Of course, it's the softest. It's for her brother. Okay, all of those are good. But for us, it's a powerful message for us, right? That we have to be people that find the good. We have to have the ayin toiv, not the ayin ra, not the motzi ra, right? That is one of our obligations to dan the kafschus, right? And that was one of the errors of Miriam. And that's what we learn out from this motzi ra. A, to spread the bad, but also to find the bad brings us to spread the bad.